Here's another sports update on the Basin Radio Network.
Thunder Basin and Campbell County Indoor Track and Field stayed home to compete at the Campbell County Rec Center as they participated in the Bronx Invitational that was hosted by Sheridan. As a school, Campbell County would come in fifth in the Invitational with 117 points, and Thunder Basin would finish in third with 216.5 points. Starting with how the girls did, Campbell County finished in fourth as a team with 69 points, and Thunder Basin would finish in first in the Invitational with 131.5 points. Here are the individual results from all the girls from Campbell County and Thunder Basin that placed in the top three in each event. Grace Miller would come in third for Thunder Basin in the 55-meter dash. Arbie DeWine would come in first for Campbell County in the 200-meter dash. In the 400-meter dash, there were two top finishers for Campbell County. They were Aja Roberts in third and Arbie DeWine in second. In the 1600-meter run, Mallory Jones would come in second for Thunder Basin. In the 55-meter hurdles, Caitlin Mancheen would finish in second for the Lady Bolts. Thunder Basin had a first-place finish in the 200-meter relay with Macy Selforce, Ashley Rogge, Grace Miller, and Chloe Crabtree. In the 400-meter relay, the Lady Bolts would finish in second with Chloe Crabtree, Ashley Rogge, Allie Carter, and Emmalyn Schleckway. The Lady Bolts would come in second as well in the 800-meter relay with Mallory Jones, Megan Doherty, Sawyer Hansen, and Siri Johnson. The Camel Ladies would come in second in the 1600 sprint medley with Avery DeWine, Faith Clem, Madison Edwards, and Sophia Biggs. In the girls' high jump, it would be all Thunder Basin in the top three with Vinay Buford-Stillman in third, Kyrie Garrison in second, and Ashley Rogge finished in first. Grace Miller would take home second in the girls' long jump for Thunder Basin. Claire Lubbin would take home first in the girls' triple jump for Thunder Basin. And Jalen Shepard would finish in third for the Lady Bolts in the girls' shot put. Moving over to how the boys did, Campbell County would come in fifth as a team with 48 points, and the Bolts would finish in fourth with 85. Individually, in the boys' 55-meter dash, Landon Scalise would come in third, and Bradley Eckstorm would finish in second for Thunder Basin in the 200-meter dash. In the 200-meter relay, Thunder Basin finished second and first, with second going to Hayden Bennett, Nicholas Black, Damon Foltz, and Bridger Norton. Kyle Puppenfuss, Bradley Eckstorm, Cameron Pilcher, and Landon Scalise would finish in first. Thunder Basin had another first-place finish in one of the relays in the 400 with Cameron Pilcher, Kyle Puppenfuss, Nolan Hautel, and Bradley Eckstorm. In the boys' high jump, Nolan Hautel would come in third for Thunder Basin. Creed Olson would finish in third for Campbell County in the boys' pool vault. And Deacon Kane would come in second for the Camels in the boys' triple jump. Thunder Basin and Campbell County will be on their way to Pocatello, Idaho this week to participate in the annual Simplot Games at Idaho State University. 2,200 runners from 19 states will be represented at the games, along with runners from Canada and Australia. That's it for your Basin Radio Sports Update. I'm Colton DeBias.